It's May 12th at about noon, and I just had to call you and give you a quick update because we've already reached Gorik Shep at 16,900 feet, the last outpost before Everest Base Camp. The entire team walked in here at about 11 today, and it's been a glorious day all with the surroundings. We have beautiful clear skies, the clearest day yet, as we walked up underneath Nuptse. And, of course, along the edge of the famous Khumbu Glacier, looking down onto the masses of ice and glacial rubble below us. And now I'm looking up at the Lola, the pass that leads over into Tibet above Everest Base Camp. We have already seen the tents at Everest Base Camp. And, of course, I'm looking up right now at Everest itself. The team is really pleased to be here, and I can report that everybody is doing very well. Jim Haskins made an interesting observation today about the group. He noticed as we left our comfortable lodge down in Lobache that he saw the team racing to be in the slow group. And that pretty much defines the spirit of this team. Doc Martin sets our pace. It's quite slow. And he likes to leave early, so every morning you see people racing or moving quickly to get in that slow group. The only pace we have is a slow pace, and we've been doing fine with it. You know, we left Dingbashe the last time I gave you a report, I believe, before we left Lobache, and we moved slowly, slowly up the valley towards Lobache with Doc's pace. Lobache, I should say, has been one of our very favorite lodges, the most comfortable beds of the trek at 16,100 feet. And everybody observed last night it's also the top-rated shower, certainly above Namche, if not of the entire trek, has been at our lodge at Lobache. Now here at Gorik Shep, it's been interesting. We put up the entire array of Berg Adventures North Base VE25 expedition tents to give people the opportunity to sleep in them. But I'll have to say there are very few takers. Jim Barr and Jackie and myself moved into one of the seven North Base tents that went up for the team, and everyone else elected to move into the private rooms here at our lodge at Gorik Shep. So we got it all for our comfort, and believe me, we got all we need for excitement and motivation as we get ready now to climb Kalapatar, 18,500 feet. With some luck and the blessings of the mountain gods, I can give you a report from the team at the top of Kalapatar later today.